Good morning. We're going to play a little catchphrase right now. Let's get some teammates. Frank, you're on the show. Do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex?
I'll go with Team Joe.
Okay.
Frank and Beans.
A little hesitant right there.
Frank and Beans.
Okay, and then let's see here. We got you locked in. That means we got to go to line number 7. Shayla, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Shayla, cool. Shayla, Bobela.
My Team Alex?
Yep.
Do you want to be?
Of course.
Okay, good, good, good. Let's not make it awkward here. All right, hey, we're going to play the game. We got to go over the rules.
Learn your rules.
You better learn your rules.
If you don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep.
All right, quite simple here. We have until the buzzer goes off. You have to say the word exactly as it's written on our paper. You can pass, but only one time. And whoever gets the most words right wins. In the event of a tie, Liv will explain the rules. Anything else you wanted to say there, Judge?
No, you just guys have to pick who's going to go first and who's going to go second.
I'll go first today.
Ooh, putting the pressure on. All right, that means Alex and Shayla, you're up. Are you ready? Make sure you're quiet in the background, Frank.
Absolutely.
Don't be all Frank the Tank on me. I want you to chill. All right, here we go. Coming down in 3, 2, 1, catchphrase.
All right, this is what you do with a suitcase around the world.
A travel?
Yep. When you get somebody to think, you blank them. You give them ideas. You read a good book, you're like, I'm feeling so blank to go and do things.
Motivated?
Another word, very close. Another word for that.
Excited, motivated,
somebody.
Energized.
Okay, we're going to skip that. All right, this is a dance move from the 60s, Chubby Checker.
I have no idea, before my time.
Okay, it's a game. It's a game where you have to put your hands on spots.
Twister.
Yep, but the first part.
Twist.
This is how you dig up dirt in your yard with a
shovel.
Yes. And the what the grass is on, that is the
lawn.
Yeah, but
ground.
Ground was correct. The word we couldn't get was inspire.
Aww. All right, so Alex and Shayla got 3. Joe, you just have to beat that to win.
Don't put the pressure on me like that. You know I've had a time we've only gotten 1. All right, Frank, you ready, my man?
I'm ready.
All right, we are about to do a little catchphrase coming down in 3, 2, 1, and go. Oh, upside down. Ladies wear this. They always want to buy them. Like, it's clothing.
Shoes.
No, clothing. Not shoes, but like their whole body. It's a what?
A shirt.
No, wow. No, same thing. It's like, oh, you're wearing a really nice what?
Ring?
It's something you do when
clothing.
You put on... hold on. It's something you do when you actually...
Pass.
No, okay. If you're a kid, your mom and dad are your what?
Parents.
Yep, okay. Oh, my gosh. This is so scary. It's I don't even know
horror.
How you... Yeah.
Frightening?
No, the first word right there. Make it longer.
Horror film.
No, it's just one word. This is... I've never heard it. We're so screwed. Keep on saying that
horror.
Word. What?
Horror.
Yeah, I know. Hey, careful about that. But make it longer. Like, what's it? I'm sorry, dude. Like, we got screwed with the words here. I don't know what else we can say.
Horror film?
Oh, no,
you
it's
could
just.
Say to scare someone, you're going to.
Frighten?
Or, like, horrify.
I've never heard horrify unless you're talking about dressing somebody up like, oh, we're going to horrify you.
You've never heard of the word horrify?
Has anybody listening to the Joe and Alex show? I will eat a turd.
Both me and Alex have heard it. Also, you got screwed with the word. You got dress and
No. I'm saying horrify. I don't know how he couldn't guess dress. Frank, what happened? What else could I have said? Like in general, you put clothing on, you're going to, you know, you get dressed. But also, does women wear a dress?
You know what I have to say about this?
I don't think I want to hear it.
Frank and Beans!
Hey, congratulations.
Hey, Frank, nice Woo-hoo! Try, buddy. Nice try. But Frank and Alex and Shayla win!
Shayla, Bobela, Bobela, P5, Bobela, Shayla.
Chicken, nugget, yeah.
Horrify.
How have you not heard horrify, Joe?
Okay, Shayla, you won already. Tell me you would have got horrify. You would have got that?
I did get it.
No, you did!
Oh, yeah,
you
Shayla.
You did not. Okay.
My name's Joe, and I never have read a book.
I read books all the time. I just finished a book last night, Tribe of Mentors. It's
Lindsay,
a good book.
Tribal Mentors?
Tribe of Mentors. It's a great book. It's like 600 pages.
Oh, wow. Lindsay, if you're listening, please tell me if you've heard the word horrify or not.